The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's a complaint I hear a lot from the baby boom generation. Why is it taking so long for my millennial offspring to produce some grandkids? CBS's Jill Schlesinger may have stumbled upon an important clue.
For the first time, more millennials are living with parents than with spouses or partners.
And there's a reason for that coming up after this from Charlie. The average student debt today is more than three times what it was 20 years ago, around $30,000. Anthony DeCandia is 23 and living with his parents in Verona, New Jersey. Being $80,000 in debt, he had no choice.
Obviously, I love my family. I love the free food. And I love my dog. But I'm just ready to move on and live on my own. And it's just tough because with these loans and all these debts that us millennials have, we can't.
He has plenty of company. More than 75 million other millennials are facing significant debt. Crystal White is 27. She and her fiancé live in a small L.A. apartment, but the wedding is on hold because the only thing in their hope chest is a college loan bill of $100,000.
I think it's just really important to no longer view millennials as just whining kids. We're adults, we're professionals, and we're working really hard to get where our parents were and to do better than our parents. Because that's supposed to be the dream, right?
The problem caught the attention of both presidential candidates, but safe to say it'll be a while before anything passes. In the meantime, CBS senior business analyst Jill Schlesinger says Crystal's doing the right thing, meeting her student loan obligations, paying off credit cards each month, and most important,
she is setting aside 2% of her income to go into retirement. And I think that's what you have to do. Pick some small amount, get into the habit of saving, and as your budget allows, you increase it slowly, but you've got to start somewhere.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.